Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey everyone, I'm Eves, and welcome back to This Day in History class, a podcast where we unwrap a piece of history candy every day. Today is January 7th, 2020. The day was January 7th, 1979. Vietnamese troops occupied Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia, and overthrew Pol Pot's regime. Under Pol Pot's administration, millions of Cambodians died through forced labor or genocide. The communist movement in Cambodia emerged in 1930, when Cambodia was a French protectorate and part of French Indochina. The Indochinese Communist Party was active across French Indochina, and in Cambodia in 1951, the party set up the Khmer People's Revolutionary Party, or KPRP. Leaders of the Khmer Issarak, or the anti-colonial resistance movement, helped found the KPRP. Cambodia gained independence in 1953. In 1960, the KPRP was renamed the Workers' Party of Kampuchea, and 6 years later, it was renamed the Communist Party of Kampuchea. Nguyen Chea and Salof Sar, later known as Pol Pot, emerged as leaders in the party. Followers of the party became known as the Khmer Rouge, a term coined by the Prince of Cambodia, Norodom Sihanouk. Driven by communist ideals, the Khmer Rouge army operated mainly in remote jungle and mountain areas in northeast Cambodia. They advocated for an agrarian society, one-party rule, and abolition of private property. They also rejected urban and Western influences and encouraged nationalism. The Khmer Rouge led resistance efforts against Sihanouk, whose authoritarian rule inspired some opposition. But Sihanouk also had plenty of supporters and was popular among people in the countryside, and the Khmer Rouge initially made little headway in their insurgent efforts. At the time, Vietnam, one of Cambodia's neighboring countries, was embroiled in war, and influence in Cambodia was sought after by the communist and anti-communist powers. Cambodia was officially non-aligned regarding the Vietnam War. But in the 1960s, Sihanouk cut ties with the U.S., and the North Vietnamese Army and South Vietnamese insurgents operated from Cambodian border areas and the port of Sihanoukville. At this point, the pretense of Cambodian neutrality clearly dissolved. The U.S. ordered a bunch of bombing attacks in Cambodia in the late 1960s, targeting the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army. In 1970, pro-American Cambodian politician Lon Nol and Sihanouk's other opponents had the prince deposed as head of state. The U.S.-backed Khmer Republic, led by Lon Nol, was proclaimed later that year. Sihanouk aligned with the Khmer Rouge, and support for the Khmer Rouge began to pick up. War broke out in Cambodia. U.S. airstrikes continued throughout the early 1970s, killing combatants and civilians alike, while Vietnamese communists aided the Khmer Rouge in capturing the countryside. The U.S. stopped the aerial attacks in 1973, but continued aiding Lon Nol's government. Civil war between the Khmer Rouge and government forces continued until 1975, when the Khmer Rouge entered Phnom Penh and overthrew the pro-U.S. military regime. Pol Pot became the government's prime minister. As soon as the Khmer Rouge took power, they evacuated cities and forced people into the countryside to start agricultural work. Pol Pot admired the way the tribes on the outskirts of Cambodia's jungles lived, and he set about a brutal overhaul of Cambodian society. The country was renamed Democratic Kampuchea. The Khmer Rouge shut down banks and abolished the national currency and free markets. Buddhism and other religions were denounced. Artwork was destroyed. Families were broken up. Foreigners were expelled. People who worked in the rural farming communes, forced to cultivate rice, died from disease, starvation, and abuse. Intellectuals, people in the middle class, people associated with the previous government, and ethnic and national minorities were killed. Lack of food, drugs, and medical care in the country led to more deaths. It's estimated that the Khmer Rouge killed between 1 and 2 million people during their rule. The Khmer Rouge also launched incursions into Vietnam, Thailand, and Laos. On January 7, 1979, Vietnamese troops responded by capturing Phnom Penh, toppling Pol Pot's regime, and establishing a moderate communist government. The Khmer Rouge fled but reestablished forces in Thai territory. Survivors of the Khmer Rouge called for reparations and justice, but war and turmoil continued in Cambodia. Vietnamese troops withdrew from Cambodia in 1989. Pol Pot continued to lead the Khmer Rouge as an insurgent movement until 1997. After he died in 1998, the movement crumbled. Some of the movement's other leaders were convicted of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in trials by the Khmer Rouge Tribunal. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. If email's your thing, send us a note at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.